From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 31st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Esty, the worldwide online handmade goods marketplace, has announced it will now offer employees 26 weeks of fully paid leave when they become a parent through birth or adoption, regardless of the parent's gender, country of residence, or family circumstance. Brooklyn-based Esty has offices at 10 locations worldwide, including Hudson, where it currently employs 100 people. The new parental leave policy puts the company far ahead of other large employers in Columbia and Greene counties. The majority of those companies or institutions offer 12 weeks of unpaid leave as mandated by the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act. And unlike many parental leave policies, the Esty guidelines are inclusive of single parents, adoptive parents, and parents who use surrogates. The new policy ranks Esty third nationwide among large employers with defined amounts of parental leave. Only Netflix and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation offer more attractive options for new parents. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Ferguson Enterprises Distribution Center on Route 9W in Coxsackie has received an economic development grant from Central Hudson Gas and Electric. The company will receive $200,000 as part of the Poughkeepsie-based utility company's Shovel Ready Sites program. James Latoro, executive vice president of Central Hudson's parent company, Fortis Incorporated, said, and I quote, "Central Hudson recognizes the importance of new private sector investment and job creation in the Hudson Valley," end quote. The goal of the company's program is to attract and retain employers in the local area, according to Latoro. Funds can be used for site planning, environmental impact reviews, and infrastructure. This is the ninth shovel-ready program Central Hudson has awarded to local companies since 2009. Virginia-based Ferguson Enterprises is the nation's largest wholesale distributor of plumbing supplies. It employs approximately 20,000 people nationwide in 1,400 locations. The company opened the Coxsackie Distribution Center last year. As of February 1st, Ferguson has created 90 full-time and 5 part-time jobs at the 460,000-square-foot facility. It has the capacity to expand at that location by an additional 300,000 feet if demand is sufficient. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Casey Seeler at Capital Confidential reports that Albany is close to a budget deal and Republicans want to include an income tax cut in exchange for allowing an increase in the hourly minimum wage to $15. April 1st is the state budget deadline. The Windham Journal reports that Poughkeepsie-based utility company Central Hudson made Michael L. Mosher president and CEO as of April the 1st. Mosher takes over from James P. Latoro, who was CEO since 2009, and becomes executive vice president of Central Hudson's parent company, Fortis Incorporated. Mosher graduated from Red Hook High School and still lives in the Dutchess County town. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. Some days, Representative Chris Gibson, Republican Kinderhook, has to wade through a lot of manure in Washington, D.C., and other days he visits the compost facility at the Delaware County landfill. Bert Moore in the Mountain Eagle reports on March the 29th that Gibson stopped by the only municipal composting facility in the state where they turn 28,000 tons of municipal solid waste a year into 15,000 cubic yards of compost. Gibson said other states and counties are looking at Delaware County to create their own composting facility. Sue McIntyre, the county's director of solid waste, said, and I quote, "We have shown that you can have an active drinking water facility and a solid waste facility that are friendly and cooperative. We have more wastewater treatment plants per capita than anywhere else," end quote. The compost produced is sold to Deposit Central School, Stewart Air Force Base, and Turning Stone Casino, and other local businesses. You can read that full story in the Mountain Eagle. And for our final story, Brian Nearing in the Albany Times Union reports that the Thruway Authority does not want two Hudson Valley towns taking roles in the environmental review of the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline that would cross Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties on its way to New Jersey. Last week, the authority wrote to the State Department of Environmental Conservation opposing requests by New Platts and New Windsor in Ulster County from having a say in the project's environmental impact statement, the EIS. The project would create twin 178-mile pipelines between Albany and Linden, New Jersey, one carrying crude south from Albany and the other carrying gasoline and other products north. New Platts, Windsor, and more than two dozen other Hudson Valley towns have opposed the entire project and or the Thruway Authority's involvement in the environmental review. Environmental groups opposing the project sent a letter March the 25th to the New York State Thruway and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, urging the agencies to suspend further review of the project to prevent waste of agency time and resources. They say the project is unviable given the level of local government opposition to the pipelines expressed over the past year. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. today. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 65 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. For Thursday night, a chance of showers before midnight, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between midnight and 1 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 59 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 60%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, there will be showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly before 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. The temperature high will be near 69 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. And for Saturday, a chance of showers mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Sunrise today was at 6:37 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:21 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 31st and last day of March 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.